speeding bullets.
Good evening, Rhode Island Comic Con. Let's hear it. 10 years of Rhode Island Comic Con. How many people have come every year for 10 years? Awesome. Let's give a round of applause for our diehard fans. So nice to have you all here. It's so great to be back to normal, semi-normality, and we're glad to have everybody here. Thank you for making the time to come to Rhode Island Comic Con, and let's just get this panel started. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring up your moderator right now, and she's going to bring all these wonderful voice actors out to meet you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jamie, that Wonder Woman.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, everybody. Have you had a good time so far? Yeah, so we have so many talented people back there that are going to come up here. I had to write their names down today. So the first guest we're going to bring out is Amalie. Give her a big round of applause. We have Lucy Christian. Leah Clark. Kellen Goff. Emily Neves.
We made it.
Kyle Phillips.
In the bag.
Crab walk.
Monica Rial. Christopher Sabat.
Thank you. Chris Sabat.
And Jad Saxton. Jade.
Jad.
I knew I was going to make her mistake. I'm sorry, Jade. Jad! How are you all this evening?
Great.
Wonderful.
Look at this amazing crowd. There's a lot of great cosplays out here, too. So,
hello.
The new season just came out in October.
Yes! Woo!
Yes! Everybody's pretty excited about that.
Yes.
How are you guys doing? Were you expecting to have such a huge fan base when you started doing this?
No. Especially not on Friday.
Yes.
Fridays are usually chill, and then we got a great crowd.
The quiet days.
Welcome in.
They came here to see you.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
And I think that'll be all. Thank you very much, everyone.
So how many of you have questions for them? Do you guys want to start lining up? And there's a mic on each side here. If you want to line up.
Yes.
Go for it.
You need it.
Thanks for committing to the joke, everybody.
Beautiful. I know I have questions for them, too, but they're here for you. All right, so I think we'll start over here on the left. What is your name?
Hi, I'm MJ.
Hi, MJ.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. my question is one that I kind of ask at any panel I get to, which is there are a lot of out-of-pocket lines that you guys have to say as voice actors. What is your favorite one from any anime? The one that I can kind of give the best example for is Eric Vales is, "Don't shoot, that man's not black."
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, that's standard.
It's in context, it makes a lot more sense than it did right there. There was a character called Goku Black,
It was a thing. Okay, I get it.
I would say, continuing on the Dragon Ball theme, in Dragon Ball Super Heroes, my favorite line was, "I brought all the world's mightiest heroes," and Krillin.
Anybody
Sunny,
else?
I love him.
I'm Isuzu Ichinose in a show called Space Battleship Tiramisu. It's a great show. You should watch it, but none of you have. It's okay. And there's a moment where the main character's thinking back to everyone's advice, and it's like a little montage of voices, and they all give good advice, and Isuzu says, "I love video games." That's great.
I'm in a show called Strike Witches. I play Perrine.
And then I had a line that was, hoeing is not part of the arrangement. But it really, they were plowing fields, y'all. Like, it was fine.
I don't know if this qualifies, but it makes me think of, there's a show also that was a long time ago called Magical Shopping Arcade Abenobashi. Yes. And I play a little boy. And I never thought I would have to say this into a microphone, but I said, oh, man, there's just something so sci-fi about pissing off into space.
Oh, my God.
And that was a career high. I love that.
So there's this show called Sasaki and Miyano. Woo! That I play Sasaki in. And Emily Fardo, our director, got, let us get away with so much. There was a part where there were extra flaps more than the line accounted for, so she let me improv, and it's Jonah Scott's character. I just call him E-Street, but Sasaki's the kind of friend with him that like grosses him. So he's like, okay, I gotta go, and I was like,
oh yeah, you have a life, I forgot, see ya. Is that better?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Did anyone hear what I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
How am I allowed to say curse words?
Go for it.
It's okay. A late night panel, of course.
All right. So I played a character in a show called The Future Diary. Her name was... Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. I rarely get that response. Her name is Uryu Minane. And she's a total badass, but my favorite line that she says is, dying is for pussies.
Awesome. I played a dwarf on a show called Shin-Chan, and her name was Paris, and like the description was that she thought she was Paris Hilton, but she's a dwarf. And her catchphrase for just like everything is,
that's so ghetto!
And I thought it was hysterical, so yeah. I have a show, Dress Up Darlene, My Dress Up Darlene.
Yeah.
Maureen. And there's a funny scene of her going up to a food truck, and they're selling something really delicious, and the line didn't fit as well, and so they let us improv, and the line is, I gotta get that in my mouth! And it cracks me up all the time.
Emily is the goat.
Yeah, she's so good. I was like, yes!
I was in a show called Panty and Stocking featuring Garter Belt.
Woo!
And I literally could hardly ever quote anything from any shows, but since she's allowed to say bad words, my favorite quote was, he was like, what the F is up with all this motherfuckery?
That's amazing. Oh, man.
No. What the F? I kind of chickened out at the beginning and then I followed through at the end.
Like a rated R movie and you got a quota and like it was only one. You get one.
Yeah, she only said one bad word.
I said
so.
One bad word.
Amazing.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
And then
thank you.
And then the gentleman over here.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yeah. My name's Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
My question is for Christopher Sabat. I heard that Chris Sean Schimmel passed out when he did Super Saiyan. Have you ever passed out going Super Saiyan?
No. only the weaker actors have trouble with breath support and stuff like that. So, yeah, I can't say that's ever happened to me. But Sean Schimmel has quite a few times.
Someone's recording, right? I want him to see this.
You don't want to go Super Saiyan too hard.
But you want to pass out, though, seriously. It is very painful, and it can cause a lot of sea stars a lot.
Have you ever lost your voice?
Actually, the only time I ever lost my voice was not as Vegeta. It was in a character called Raccoon. Hey, because he talked like this too much. And then I tightened my throat like this, and then I lost it. Like, it was the worst. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'll tell Sean you said hi.
All right. Thank you. All right, and then over here.
My name is Vanessa. I just want to ask, what was your first voice acting role, and what was your craziest voice acting role?
My first ever was when Monica was a director on a show called Triple X-Holic.
Yep. Oh.
It was episode 24, and she had forgotten to get Big Ghost 24A. And she was like, do you want to go in? And I was like, yeah. And so I went in and went, yeah.
It was awesome.
It was great. But my first named character was Jason from Fairy Tail. And craziest, I was an Aries skin for Smite. Oh, okay, sweet. And it's like, it's the deepest, most gnarly voice. I don't even want to do it, I'm sorry. But like a 3-hour session of that was just brutal. So I guess that's the craziest.
I'm old. So my very first show I ever worked on, let's see if anybody remembers this, Martian successor Nadeshko.
Oh.
Ah, my old school people.
Yeah, I haven't seen that much.
I'm not going to quiz you on it. You're good. So that was my very first, but my craziest is a little show called Ghost Stories. Yeah. Definitely the craziest.
Let's see. First role was on a show called Dragon Ball. I played the voice of Yamcha. Best character in the show. And I still think one of the craziest roles I've ever played and the most fun I ever have, it's still happening now. It's a show called Pop Team Epic.
Yes!
So everybody, I think, on the stage has probably done one of the characters in Pop Team Epic before, but luckily, since I was in one of the first episodes, they had these weird guys called Bob Epic Team or something like that. And they're these poorly drawn, like, girls. And they're in every episode, so it makes me very happy.
The Bob Epic Team. Sorry, Kellen and I were talking. Is that what you said? The Bob Epic Team? They're my favorite.
The first ever role that I did, I auditioned for a director named Leah Clark.
Whoa.
What?
Hi.
I know her.
I've never been able to answer this question, I think, when you were on stage with me. I was for a show called Sosmi's Magical Girls Club. You had to sing in the audition, and so she gave me, like, something small. And then my first... So thank you, Leah, for my whole career. Thank you. Then my first named role was an Moscohara in Ghost Hunt, which was a really fun one. And then I think the craziest one is probably as Chika in Kaguya-sama Love is War. Yes. Yes. That one's so fun.
My first role ever was a bit part in a show called Kiba. I don't even remember the character's name. I think that I replaced somebody. I think somebody moved away and they needed somebody to come in and kind of voice match. I think? I don't know. And
yep,
then...
That's what it was.
Thank you, thank you. You looked up on Wikipedia, right? Right,
yeah,
before this?
I knew, actually.
Right. And my craziest role is definitely Umaru from Himoto Umaru-chan. Yeah, wacky little gremlin. I love her.
Well, the first one was... nobody knows what... It's this, like, mobile game where it was like whack-a-mole, but the farther you got, the more humanity de-evolved. So I played the hillbilly level. But the first named one was Fun Time Freddy in Five Nights at Freddy's. That sort of started it all. And then the craziest one? I mean, Diavolo from JoJo's kind of up there. He was like, yeah, like screaming all the time. So I'll go with that one.
My first role was Girl B on a show called Case Closed. I was really excited to be this role that I like asked all the wrong questions for like no reason. I think... And, like, having worked at Funimation, I now know how weird that would be to get Girl B and be like, okay, so, like what, how old is she, though? Like, why is she, like, working here? Like, it's ridiculous. And it was Chris Bevins, and he was like, I don't know, how old are you? Yeah, it's that, go. So that, and then my craziest is probably Minatsuki from Dead Man Wonderland. I was bleeped 17 times, apparently, on Cartoon Network. Yeah, cray.
My very first role was a show called Those Who Hunt Elves a million years ago. I was called Lena, a kitchen wench. And my craziest one, I think just in general as a show, there was a show called Narima Daikon Brothers. Everybody is like, what is that? It is an anime musical. Oh my God. And it is very, very blue. So watch Little Eyes. But it was hilarious and so much fun.
To tell you how blue it is, my character looks like a string bean, and she sings a song about cosmic things. I don't think I can say it. I just looked into the audience and was like, things. Yes. Ask me later, and I'll tell you.
Narima Daikon Brothers.
What
go look
that
it up.
Show you two, weren't you both on that show, but that had the mannequins or whatever?
Like, yes, the Foucons.
The Foucons. Oh, that was the weirdest show.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah. It was basically just mannequins, and then they had voiceover.
Action.
Yeah.
Live action mannequins, and then we're giving them voices.
But there was no action.
There was no movement. It was just posed mannequins.
So every cut would be a different.
And it was really vulgar.
That's weird.
It was very, very dark.
Sorry, I'm
no, you're good.
I'm going down memory lane.
Whoa.
All right, Amanda.
Yes. I'm trying to remember. I think my first role was, it was either Squid Girl or K-On!, but this was like 11 years ago now, so I cannot remember. And then my craziest, I think, was Parfait Cookie from Cookie Run Kingdom, because the director was like, we want her really high-pitched. And I was like, how high? And they went, yes. And so that's why she's really high-pitched. And yeah, she screams the whole time. It's great. I love it. I love her.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
great you. Question.
Oh, Danky. We got a Danky.
All right. Yeah, there's so many. And this young lady over here.
Are you ready, Kyle? So, you never answered me at Kineticon. What is Denki's search history?
Denki's search history.
Yes.
I'm going to extrapolate what you mean by that and say MILFs.
Thank you.
And we're going to go to this side of the room over here.
My question's for all of you. If you could do any voice acting for any character that you have not done yet, what would you do? Which one would you pick?
I want to be the new E.T.
E.T. Bodo.
Does it have to be a character we can actually do?
No, just be anything you want to do.
Vegeta.
You're welcome to do it if you'd like.
I think I'd make a really great Vegeta.
There you go.
No, I can't.
My favorite superhero is Superman. My favorite series is Superman Red Son. And I know there's already an animated movie, but I would want them to redo it, and then I would be Superman Red Son.
Y'all know that little squirrel in the Ice Age movies? Scrat, thank you, that one. 100, that would be so freaking fun, y'all.
That would be
fun.
So cute. I would love to be Toad from Mario.
I want to be a Transformer, or a Ben 10 alien, or a... Yeah, no, those two.
I would like to be a Disney villain. Villain. I don't know. Any of them.
I want to be a character in Miraculous Ladybug, because then my daughters will actually watch anything that I have.
I want to. Okay, I ever did like a Disney version, like a cartoon Disney animated version of Aida. I want to be Princess Amneris.
Oh, yeah.
The voice.
You would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for you. All right, we're going to come back over to the side of the room here.
Hello. So I'm Kara.
what would your My Hero character's main in Mario Kart? Like, who would their main character be in Mario Kart or Smash Bros? I know you're going to say Daisy, Kyle.
How dare you? Daisy sucks. Daisy is the absolute worst. I actually do a panel about why Daisy sucks so hard, but Daisy's the worst. The Venn diagram of Denki and Kyle is a circle, so I assume he would main who I main, which is always Wario, because Wario likes golden farts.
Yeah.
And eating. And Smash Bros. Would be Samus.
Oh, I'm old. I mean, if you want to talk original Mario, then yeah, woo, but I have no idea.
I don't.
Let's see. All Might would probably be pretty on the nose. He would have to be Mario. Or he could just be something like really ironic, like Baby Peach or something like that.
I'm just going to let Kyle answer for me because I don't know at all.
Neither. Kyle answer for me too.
Yeah.
Kendo?
Yeah.
Wii Trainer?
Wii Fit Trainer?
Wii Fit Trainer?
Yeah.
Hey!
Sounds about right. Yeah. I believe you.
Little Airy?
Airy Ice Climbers? Or no, she won't be
Olimar.
A princess.
Olimar. Yeah.
Olimar's a princess. You heard it here.
That's whatever you're talking about for you.
Yeah. For Mario Kart, Overhaul would probably be Dry Bones.
Yes.
Again. And then for Smash, I feel like he'd be Mewtwo, because that's the one that, like, no one can touch him, right?
This is a Pokemon, though. Mewtwo?
Yeah, no, Mewtwo's, there are plenty of Pokemon.
I don't know how to do this.
In fact, that's a lot of the roster.
So I can just say a Pokemon?
Yeah, say
okay,
a Pokemon.
Okay, so Toga could be, like, a Pokemon.
There are certain Pokemon who are players, but
don't...
I don't know.
Say the wrong thing.
I can't. Yeah. I know.
My field for you,
Tim. Can you just do it?
Do any use blood or knives?
Ganondorf.
Oh, Lucina. Because she has
Lucina.
A big... Or oh, what's the one that has the chainsaw sword?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I swear.
She's not in this game in a while.
I feel like I just walked into a GameStop or something.
Like the white hair, Corrin?
Corrin. I'm just trying to return the game.
Corrin.
Corrin.
You're just trying to get ripped off.
Corrin.
Right? You're returning.
Corrin.
Can I skip in line real quick? Can I get a copy of Red Dead Redemption? Sorry, guys. I had it. No, I didn't pre-order it. No.
Yeah. You have credit with us. You have a phone number with us.
We don't know.
I don't know. I'm a fake gamer. Sure. I don't know what I'm...
BB me, maybe like... Is Jigglypuff in?
Yes.
Yeah, Jigglypuff. Yeah. I feel like that would be a thing, maybe. I don't know this game.
No, I feel like Ochako would want Olimar because he floats around.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you all know who the major gamers are and who are.
Yeah. Yep. I know.
I always choose Toad and Mario Kart.
You just outed us all.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to go back over to the side
Hello.
Of the room here.
Hi. First time question asker.
What's your name?
Yay. Second rate confused person. My question is for Mr. Sabat.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
It's Sabat.
My apologies, sir.
No, you don't have to apologize. I actually thank you for it. It was awesome that you came.
In the recent Dragon Ball movie, what was it kind of like to show re-showcase Piccolo's... relationship with his adopted son Gohan?
It was like being on My Hero Academia, sort of. It was amazing. Just trying to tie it back in.
Thank you for that.
No, it was incredible. Piccolo's kind of been sadly overlooked for a long time. He was basically relegated to being a babysitter, but now he's a boss, and it's awesome. And he's orange. Spoiler.
Thank you.
Come see me. We'll talk Dragon Ball.
Deku.
Aww.
Hello, Yamadori.
Deku. You're such a Deku.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
So I just got into anime this year for the first time ever.
Yes.
You're already cosplaying Deku.
Welcome.
One of us.
There is no escape.
Short time.
It took me 25 years to get here, trust me. But I only know My Hero through and through, like every single detail. I've tried watching other ones, but My Hero is what I just keep rewatching. So I just want to say thank you guys for creating a universe that not just me, but thousands of people across the planet look onto to put a smile on their face. So again, I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
And my question is for everybody. What do you think, out of your My Hero characters, what is your favorite either quote or line or moment between your character and their second half? So, like, for example, Eri would be with a million, Overhaul would be Eri, Deku would be with All Might, Danky with Jiro. And, yeah, those are just some that come off the top of my head.
So our favorite quote in a scene with that character?
Yeah, quote or moment. Or moment with that character.
Well, since you brought it up, I will start. My favorite quote with Lemillion is the, "How do you smile again?" And my favorite moment is when she figures out how to smile again.
Yes.
At the festival, and she's on his shoulder. And
yeah, you made me cry.
I know, I'm crying thinking about it. It's so beautiful. So yeah, that's mine.
Man, Overhaul with Eri, that's like...
I know, I put you on the spot, dude, sorry.
No, you're good. Maybe the part where he was like the most like actual fatherly when he was like meeting up with you and Mirio and being like, "What are you doing, Eri? We don't want to be a bother to the heroes." Being an actual dad
chills.
For a second. Yeah.
I don't really understand the assignment. Like, what?
I didn't understand the second part.
My favorite line with Twice. Recent.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll just say recent. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I know.
So catch up.
I know recent. Okay. I get you.
Well, I am two people in this show. Not everybody knows that, but I'm also Recovery Girl.
And
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, now we have to think of a smash character.
I wasn't. But Julie moved after the first season, and now I'm. So what I love is every now and then I get to pop in. And I love the Recovery Girl, like, chews out All Might in a way that nobody else does, where she's like, "All Might, I told you to watch out for that young man. How dare you?" I love that. But Ochako has tons of great moments with Deku. But one of my favorites is in season 2, the sports fest, when he's like, "Here, let me help you fight Bakugo." And she's like, no.
Yeah.
"I've got it. I'll see you in the finals."
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that for her.
BB Me is only in it for a short while during the student festival, but she comes in with a princess laugh, and she leaves with a princess laugh, and those are always so much fun to do. The Yep.
Mine is still, when they play music. Oh my gosh, I can't talk.
The concert.
Concert. They put on the concert, and Jiro is like nervous, or she doesn't think she can do it, and Denki pumps her up. I always love the Denki Jiro moments. Of course, season 6, no spoilers if you haven't watched it yet, but we get an awesome Denki Jiro moment very early on in the season. It's great. Yeah. But I also like season 5, we get some Denki Shinso moments.
Yeah!
I know people talk about shipping Denki and Shinso, and I was like, I don't get it. They never interact, and then he just openly flirts with him in season 5. And I was like, I get it. Okay. So, there you go. What?
Siyu interacts with so many different people. I don't know if there's one she speaks to more, but my favorite line will and always be to Bakugo, and it is, "Well, with that attitude, you'll never be popular."
Yes!
Boy, was she wrong!
There's That's a lot what of great, Clifford says.
There are a couple of good moments between All Might and Midoriya, but I think it's probably from this current season when like All Might is dying and he tells Midoriya that like he never had that strength to begin with; it was always inside him. And then when he dies, he gives Midoriya that ring and stuff like that. Episode.
I love that episode.
The episode's aired, right? I'm kidding. It's that part where it's that stuff where he gives him his power and stuff like that. Remember that stuff?
Yes, sir.
I like that part.
That's a good part. It's a good part.
What?
What just happened? I felt so nervous there for a second. My favorite part of my character is anytime that I am saying stuff to Monoma and like getting to just thwap him really hard.
Yes.
So anytime that that has happened and that I'm just telling him to shut up or like just snap him back in line, it's really fun. Exactly. Yeah. For sure.
That's awesome. Thank you all very much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we did get the 10-minute warning a couple minutes ago, so I know there's still a bunch of people left in line. If you guys want to kind of keep your questions to one-part questions so we can get through as many people, that would be amazing. So we're going to go back over to this side here.
Okay, it took me like 10 minutes to think of a question, but what would your character's favorite anime be?
Death. Golden Boy.
Anything with Kuroppi in it.
Sailor Moon.
Chainsaw Man.
Death Note.
Pokemon.
Keijo. I feel like you should like it.
Cool.
Oh my god. Dragon Ball. I don't know.
Thank you. All right, and back over here.
Hey, I'm Connor, and my question is if each of your characters from My Hero had a Pokemon, what would it be?
Like if they were a Pokemon or had one?
Had one.
Had
Sorry.
One. Eevee.
Yeah. Hoorah.
Jigglypuff again.
Eevee.
Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
Jigglypuff. Yeah.
Eevee.
There we go. I don't know about CU, but I love me some Snorlax.
Yes.
So
yes.
Squirtle.
Pikachu, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Pika.
What's the vulture one? The bone vulture?
Mandibuzz.
Yeah, Mandibuzz.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Ditto. That's a good one. Thank you.
That was everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
We reached the end.
Okay, bye.
Pokemon.
Yes.
All right.
My question's for All Might. Is there any piece of advice that you gave to Deku throughout all the seasons that you could relate to personally, or is your favorite
That's
piece of advice?
That's a great question.
The whole character came at a good time in my life because I have two little girls. I have an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and that basically the entire time, I remember like Hero was just a baby when Colleen had called me to say that I was going to be playing All Might, and I didn't even know what the character really meant at that time. But like, it's been difficult not to cry in most of the scenes. But I really do. I did. It's the message of the whole show. It's like you too can be a hero, even if you don't have a quirk. So like one thing parents are always doing is like trying to see what their kids' quirks are, and sometimes they struggle with knowing what that is, and you just have to make them comfortable in knowing that like what you want will come eventually. So I don't know, there's so much to the show that reminds me of being a dad. I think it's why it's probably one of my favorite shows of all time. So
excellent.
That's a great question. All right. And over here.
Hi. My name is Aspen, and my question is for Kellen Goff. In all of Overhaul's kind of thing, you know, he's very a morally complex character, and I was just wondering, like, what do you like best about him? What do you hate about him? Just your thoughts about him.
Yeah. I like that he's driven. I don't like how he drives.
Brilliant!
I like that at the absolute deep of it all, he is about eye for an eye. That he always pays back his debts. He's kind of a Lannister. I'm still waiting for him to pay back what he owes Aerie, which is a lot. I hope he does get that chance to redeem himself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great question. All right, and we're going to go over to this side of the room.
Hi, so I'm sure you guys have heard a bunch of different headcanons about the characters, like theories, thoughts that people have about their personalities. What are your favorite headcanons for your own characters?
Mine is the one I created and went spread like a wildfire on TikTok, which is that Denki has a crush on Bakugo's mom.
You took my answer. Sorry.
I don't know about headcanon specifically, but I will say that it delights me that so many people call Suyu their comfort character and that they'll, like, watch things. I think that's adorable, and I really want to do things on TikTok in her voice, like do little meditations and stuff for you guys. So keep an eye out.
I've had it in my head that actually Midoriya's dad is in the other room the entire time. Just watching sports, and he just doesn't care about any of it. You still hanging out with that dumb superhero guy? I thought you can't do that stuff.
Oh, I got nothing. Go ahead.
The one that I like is in this what if alternate universe where villains are heroes, heroes are villains. Overhaul would be the school nurse at UA. I like that a lot.
Recovery boy?
Recovery boy. Don't touch me, boy.
He'd be called Underoos or something.
Know about that, but I know that there are some people out in the world that love to share their Ochako Bakugo ship art with me a lot, which is a different way to go. You know,
we have ship art.
Huh? You have ship art?
Yeah.
I see that.
I see it a lot.
Right? Toga Ochako, yes.
Yeah, I think that's the spinoff.
Yeah.
Tochako.
Tochako. Hashtag Tochako.
Hell yeah.
Ochaga.
All right. I think that's...
Thank you.
Thank you. And then over here.
Hi, I'm Sydney. And I was wondering if you could choose any other character in My Hero to voice, who would you choose?
Toga.
Oh, no.
See, mine is yours. See you.
See you.
Todoroki.
Denki.
Aizawa.
Bakugo.
Oh my god. I know, that sounds so exhausting.
I have a lot of pent-up rage, Kyle. I like Kirishima a lot, but I want to voice like Midnight or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something sexified would be fun.
I was going to say Midnight or Mountain Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to voice anyone else.
I think you'd make Mineta. A great Airy.
I want to hear Savage as Mineta for sure.
Yeah, oh,
Savage
dude, I play the heck out of Mineta.
Yeah, you would.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today. It went by so quick. But for everybody in line and everybody in the room, if you have more questions, you can definitely go to their tables.
Yes.
Get some stuff signed, you know. All the fun
stuff. I love your area.
Thank you.
Thank you.